We're starting out with Brent Urban. He was a guy that we really liked throughout the whole process. Starting in the fall, the scouts that went in there during 2-a-days, recognizing just the size of him. He's 6'6", 300 pounds, basically. Put together, he's chiseled. So you see him out there. Andy Weidel went in there and was talking about him early on, about how he looks. And we had a group of us that went in there and watched him play and suffered an ankle injury. It caused him to miss some games. He came back late in the year and really gutted through it. But on film, you see a prototypical five-technique body type who was playing in a 4-3 scheme. But you loved his motor, his competitiveness, and really how he played it on the early film. Really, we felt like we were getting a potential starter down the road as a five-technique. Going on to Lorenzo, a guy who was very productive this year at Coastal. Helped lead his team to the playoffs. He's a very physical runner. He's 6 foot plus, 229 pounds at the Senior Bowl or Combine. He had a great college year in terms of production. He's a versatile player who can run the ball. They use him in a variety of ways. They'll even flex him out, too, on occasion, motion him out. But he's got very good hands out of the backfield. He's really an outstanding pass protector. They run a lot of play-action fakes and set him right up to pick up a linebacker or a defensive end. He's not afraid to step up. He's square. He plays strong in that area. And then as a runner, he's a good, hard, aggressive downhill runner. So he's a guy who went to the Senior Bowl as a small school guy. He got out there with a lot of Division I players, and he held his own and was productive throughout the entire week and of course, the game as well. So two guys we're really excited to get.
Taliaferro, like you said, small school guy. What made him really stand out apart from all the bigger school guys? Just the traits you just mentioned, or was there more to it than that?
Yeah, I think you just like his versatility. The other thing I forgot to mention about Lorenzo is that Jerry Rosberg had looked at all the guys that we consider, you know, especially the running backs, which ones could help us on teams. But Jerry looks at all these guys on special teams, and he felt strongly about Lorenzo's performance in the Senior Bowl and, you know, his willingness to play on all aspects of teams and his size-speed combination. So when you factor that into his running and receiving ability and pass protection as well as special teams value, that's what you really want to get out of a third day back, a guy that can help you out on offense and teams.
How is he different than the guys like Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce? How is he different or similar to those guys?
Well, you know, I think with obviously Ray is pretty, you know, exceptional in all aspects of his game. And Bernard's a big physical explosive runner. Bernard's faster than Lorenzo. In terms of style, he's probably more of a downhill guy like Bernard, a one-cut runner, where Ray's going to be a little bit more elusive. In terms of their hands, his hands, he can get out there and catch with those guys. And his pass pro, if he's on the field, based on how he plays in college, now he's going to need some technique work and, you know, NFL coaching, but the way he plays in college, if he's on the field in a passing situation, you're asking him to protect. He's 6 foot, 230 pounds, so he can take on a big guy coming at him. So he'll be able to hold his own.
With Urban, do you see him playing a pretty key special teams role, maybe trying to block some passes? I know he had a lot of passes deflected last year.
Yeah, I mean, kicks?
Yeah,
certainly. I mean, yeah, you could use him as a rusher. I think when you take a D lineman, you know, there are roles on special teams, or unless they're a defensive end pass rusher, they're going to be pretty limited, kickoff return in the wedge and punt rush. But I would say with Urban, I think what you're looking at is a guy who's coming off an injury, and I think that's probably why he fell on some teams' boards. But he's got the potential to develop into a starting five technique.
Joe, what did you think of Urban as a pass rusher when he was healthy? And you think that he has more potential with some better moves in the future as he kind of develops his repertoire?
Yeah, I would say that, Aaron. You know, he's a guy that when you watch Ball State, I hate to use, you know, they play in the ACC, but when you see both the Ball State game, they all got to go out there and play football. He really got after it, and he showed the body quickness and the suddenness, and that was an early film. Later film, you know, the ankle injury, you didn't see as much upfield explosion. He does have that, and he's a raw pass rusher. He's got the traits, the physical traits in terms of the burst, the speed, and the quickness. He's going to have to develop his hand playing and his pad level, but the potential is there to give you an inside pass rush presence.
Is he healthy now? Will he be able to probably do stuff with you guys in the spring?
Yeah, we anticipate him coming in, you know, probably in a modified role. You know, we'll see when he gets here. But in terms of, you know, our trainers' reports and the Indy Medical and the recheck, it's a positive thing. You know, whether he'll be full go the day he walks in the door, we'll determine that.